Hello, welcome to Tennis Talk, the Evening Telegraph's weekly podcast about all things football in the local area and beyond. I'm Tom Duthie.
And I'm George Grant.
Hence the beyond. How are Queen of the South getting on, George? No, sorry, we'll need to fit you in at the end.
Really? I'd rather not.
Big week in football. We've spent a lot of time with our usual negativity and depressing news on United this season, mm-hmm. but what happened to Dundee?
I can't remember. What happened to Dundee?
They got knocked out of the Cup.
Oh, so they did
the League Cup. 3-1. Yeah. Dunfermline.
They've been flying this season. They did get beat the weekend, but it's always going to be a tough one, but...
But really, they're two divisions. Yeah. They're two divisions above, and we've seen some of their performances in flashes and some of the results so far this season. Dundee should have been too strong.
Yeah.
They should have gone there and they should have won. There's no point. We've been quick to praise Dundee, as we are every club that does well. But really,
from what
there
I've
are
heard,
no reasons, only excuses.
From what I've heard, people at the game that Dundee went, they weren't great, but they weren't that bad either.
It seems they've paid the price once again
for
not playing for 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. When they were on top, they should have had the game win. They didn't take their chances and then had a spell when things weren't so good. And that's actually, you always say that one of the things about a winning team is you're never going to play well for 90 minutes every week. Mm-hmm. The key is, and they were very good at this last season, particularly in the second half of the season, when they didn't play well, there was still a team there that had to be beaten. A couple of times this season now, spells of the game when Hearts, I can think of, that was it, the derby, when they had the better of the majority of the game, but the period when they weren't, St Johnstone came back and scored. When they have that period of the game when they're not on top, which particularly in the Premier League, because teams are much of a muchness, there are going to be spells when the opposition are on top. Dundee have lost too many goals during these spells, which is something, as I say, they were quite adept at not doing last season. When they had spells in games when things weren't going their way, they were able to hold out and be difficult to score against. So,
do you think that's because they've had a few injuries and stuff that hasn't been that settled?
Everybody gets injuries. I think it's because they're such an attacking team. Mm-hmm. They need to learn. And I think the manager possibly suspected that. Sorry, I just saw the roll trolley go past there, and you know that any sort of food's going to distract me. I think the manager probably had an idea early on, and at least that might be a wee problem, because... And you want to... In every aspect of football, managers will always tell you it's easier to rein things in. You don't want to try to make your attacking players more attacking, but you do, at times you have to say, wait a minute, you need to remember your defensive duties. I think it's a better problem to have, because you still need to score goals to win games. You want to score goals, you want to entertain, but I think the players need to realise at times they've got defensive duties as well, and I'm sure that's been hammered home to them this week, because I know that Paul Hartley won't accept.
Yeah.
He won't be making excuses for losing to a League 2 team. Mm-hmm.
But
seems like they were playing somebody French. Ligue 2. Yeah, it also
League
sounds
one,
completely and utterly inaccurate and wrong, because it is indeed League 1. That's for Scott to be here.
League 1.
I can't help it. I tend to think Premiership 1, 2, 3. That's what happens when you get old. It takes you decades to come up to date. We'll start that bit again.
Yeah.
Nah, why bother? No, you know who I mean anyway. A team from the third tier of Scottish football. That works. See, it just shows, even I have off days. We'll have to forgive Dundee there. No.
I think it was a tough draw, though. You have to give a bit of credit to them, Feldman, I think.
I hear what you're saying, and I must admit...
I'm a huge fan of their managers.
He
does get the teams up.
Age teaches you some things. There are some places you don't want to go away midweek or so. And hey, That's not a dig at East End Park. I like it. Like East End Park as a stadium. It's a nice journey through. Dunfermline's a nice town. The only problem with going to Dunfermline, I've found down the years covering Dundee and United, is they often get beat. Mm-hmm. And you, no offence to some of the Dunfermline teams, when you look at the teams, you think, well, why? You're better than them. But it's a difficult, it can be a difficult place to go.
Especially the way they've been playing this season.
Yeah, aye, they've done very well this season. I actually have another theory, and if you look at it, I have another couple of theories here. Just call me Einstein this week. One is the tightening of purse strings in the game has led to smaller squads at Premier League level, now at Premiership level. I'm just going to misname every week. I'm going to smaller squad. Mm-hmm. Now the players that don't get places in squads who previously would at Premiership level, they don't just disappear from the game. It's a knock-on effect. Mm-hmm. They go down a league or two, and it's guys at the bottom end eventually drop out to juniors or careers in other areas. But what it means is Premiership teams are getting drawn against lower league teams. But I mean, but never mind Dunfermline.
Yeah.
I think it was Hamilton lost at Raith. Mm-hmm. They're facing, I think, from the bench, but they're facing a squad that includes John Daly, Craig Whiting.
Yeah, well,
there's two players. Maybe John Daly's had his day at Premiership level, but he's not far away. He could do a job in the Premiership this year. Craig Whiting's one that's going to play at Premiership level and higher. So suddenly, if you're not right on your game, you might be playing a team with three or four players who are still good enough to play in your league, so it makes these cup ties very, very tricky. But players have got to be aware. I mean, they're with Premiership teams because they're the now at that level, and they've got to show it. And it is a disappointing result for Dundee.
Obviously the manager said he fancied a cup run. I think obviously everybody around the club would have fancied a wee tilt at a run like that.
Everybody fancies a cup run.
But it's been on.
Yeah, when was dig at you, George.
I know. When was it? When
so
was
defensive?
When was the last time Dundee had a good cup run? Before I've been up here.
Reached the final of the Scottish Cup in 2003. They reached the semi final 2005.
So it's 10 years.
Got beat by Gretna.
Semi
5-0
I thought it was 4 or something. Should have won that game.
So it has been that.
It's a long time. I'm trying to think of the been. When have they gone? No, it was before that, I think. It's a long time. And they've had the odd good result, like beating Aberdeen last year and things like that, but they haven't put a run together. And they're not going to do it in the League Cup.
Doesn't sound like
that's my prediction for the League Cup. Yeah. Dundee won't win it.
But then United have got them firmly now as well, so.
Tannadice.
Should be okay. But never know.
But have to score tricky tie.
I think so.
And it makes Inverness a big game for Dundee this weekend, because if they don't win that, it's becoming a bit of a so-so start to the season.
Yeah, after
with one
an extra,
with one
extra
big disappointment, and after playing some great football, you don't want that. You sort of think, oh. Because Dundee, they should have more points in the league than they do. They've started relatively well in the league, but what you don't want is to be running in a patch of poor form and thinking, well, we're playing really well and didn't win enough points, now we're no playing so well, because that'll happen. There will be a sticky patch. Hopefully this isn't the start of one. Still fancy them against Inverness.
I think they're a weaker
But they've got to take them. Yeah. Everybody, I mean, to be fair to Dundee, for at least part of every game they've played, they've put them themselves in a position where the opposition were there for the taking. Mm-hmm. Now do the taking. That's what I say.
Definitely. I think they're struggling for. Well, they're struggling for a striker in a way. Cali, and trialists all over the place apparently. But
George seems to have this thing, if they're more than 100 miles away, he knows everything about the team. He couldn't even remember who Dundee were playing on Wednesday. Tuesday. How much am I getting? This is genius. This is actually like one of my written stories. I could, every fact I've could get wrong, I have got wrong so far. Was it definitely Dundee and was it definitely the so, film? Yeah. Thank God for that.
I've seen the pictures.
Was it definitely God, I think? I've seen the pictures. Well done, George. No, so it's an interesting one for them, because suddenly, one of the teams everyone was talking about, and suddenly you're like, got to win this tomorrow.
Yeah, it's good timing as well for a win. I think it's international break straight after it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that, you have that, what, 2 weeks?
I have to work on a few things, but you want to win.
Yeah, exactly. You always want to win, positive. Going on
it becomes a nightmare.
Yeah.
Any team. It's funny, even teams going well. A lot of it's perception.
Mm-hmm.
Teams now go into international breaks thinking, we've got to win this game, got to win this game. And it's grown up. That was the other thing I was going to say about the League Cup exit. Countrywide, and I mean that by the nation of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, there's become this thing now that's grown up over the last decade or more. The cups are secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets through to players as well. It's maybe a subconscious thing, but the league is everything. The league is your bread and butter, and it must be difficult for managers who do want to change a wee bit. Maybe not that Dundee made that many changes. It was a strong enough mm-hmm. team. Must be difficult because there is this thing that goes beyond their club and their dressing room that big clubs and their fans look down their noses a bit. You see it in England even more so, and I think it gives you a problem preparing for these ties mentally, and Dundee have paid the price. Suddenly, of course, if you do get to the semi-final, the League Cup becomes a big competition. But in all honesty, not many Premiership clubs, to misname another division, not many Premiership clubs, fans at least, pay much attention to the League Cup until they get to the semi-final stage. That's another theory. I'm going to patent these theories and sell them. The Tom Duthie lecture of nonsense. But it has given them a worry, and it has shifted the concerned frowns of the city football fans from one side of Tannery Street to the other. There's no getting away from it, George.
I don't know what I'm...
Well, the United fans have been worried about their team so far. The Dundee fans have been quite jubilant and justifiably so. But now, there is a wee concern there.
Imminent or possible arrival of Billy Mackay as well.
Well, that's a big thing for United. That's one by the time you're listening to this. But as we sit locked in this darkened room, Billy Mackay's maybe knocking on the door of Tannadice. But maybe not. That's another crazy football situation. Football gets itself into so much bother through rules. Billy Mackay's agreed to come to United. Wigan have agreed to sell him to United, but there's this situation in English football that because he hasn't asked to leave, he's due some sort of severance payment, and it all goes up in the air, and you have to see, and
it's going to happen though, isn't it? It's not going to fall through.
Maybe.
it would be a big boost, I think, for United. Maybe. Type of player they've been looking for, obviously.
Every signing's a gamble.
Yeah.
But he's a proven player in the Premiership.
Score goals.
Keep
the ball up the pitch.
Plenty against United in his time. Mm-hmm. Very, very alert striker. I think it's a... was that your phone?
No.
What happened to the switch all phones off policy?
What's that over there?
I switched off phone, young man. I switched off phone. Just take the call.
It's just an email.
It might be from your beloved who has gone off on holiday and left
you. I know.
Good choice if you're asking. Anyway, back to football if that's okay, George.
Yeah, I'm quite happy, yeah.
What were we speaking about? I'm at that age where if I don't...
Billy Mackay.
Yes, it possibly is... as near a sure thing as you'll get with any transfer. So it would be good to see it go through, or if it's already gone through, I told you it would. But he is. And the one thing I would say, I've got this thing about, again, It's a day of theories. I've got this thing about the way United have started the season. A lot of concern, a lot of talk about this area and that area. I think if United get someone, great that Billy Mackay scores a lot of goals. The first pass that goes to Billy Mackay, if he signs and makes his debut, I want to see him hold it up and bring it past it. Yeah. I think what they've lacked just now is to bring someone in a play now. If United have a striker who brings others into play, they're a very attacking team that gets forward in numbers, and they've got plenty of pace and they can play at a high tempo. It doesn't matter how fast you are, doesn't matter how high your tempo is, you need a second or so for your striker to hold the ball up so you can get forward and support. And if Mackay or anyone else starts doing that for United, you'll see plenty of goals come, as has been the case over the past couple of seasons under Jackie McNamara. Goals have been shared around because he gets bodies forward, but the ball's got to be there for them to get forward and support.
Is that not what Padul's expected to do as well?
Yes, I
know.
Bellati was doing it in pre-season. Bellati's injured, Padul's a doubt for County, and looks like he needs to work a wee bit on his match fitness. I think generally speaking he's a fit guy, but just that wee bit of sharpness. I would actually, again, I've said this before, and I'm very wary of telling managers how to set up their team tactically, because they do know a little bit more than I do, as in loads. But across my mind, if they get Mackay and Badul match fit, I would be tempted to go two banks of four, then Badul in front of the four, because I think he could bring Mackay into play very well. They could work well. As could young Robbie Muirhead. My thing about him is I like him facing the goal. I'm not so keen on him back to goal. I think he's a real prospect.
But when you're talking about two banks of four, I don't think there's much difference between a 4-4-2 and a 4-2-3-1. All it takes is just for one striker to drop in and the wingers to drop.
I come from that old defensive area.
It's the same thing.
Era. I like my two backs of four.
Yeah, simplify it.
And I think the likes of Spittle and Erskine, Fraser, they're all strong enough and fast enough to get forward quite quickly and support. I think it keeps it. But whatever. I think that's, again, my general point was, one small thing makes a team that some people say is good, some people say isn't good, but one small change can suddenly make a team very good. And I think, I've said, I like the thought of Badul playing off Mackay. I like the thought of Mackay playing off Bellati. If Muirhead does develop a bit, where he's back to goal, big lad, Mackay playing off of him, and it's very often it's just the final piece that you need to find. And I think United as it stands just now at time of going to air, United have basically taken the position that they'll give Mackay a bit of time to sort out his situation down at Wigan, but
he's only got till Tuesday, so
there are others there. Basically I think United are prepared to forego making a debut at Ross County, but beyond that they'll say, no, we've got to get, we want a quality striker. You're not the only one on the radar, so we'll need to move on. So that might prompt Mackay to sort of just sever, and not sever and spay. See what I did there?
It was good. It was almost Einstein-like.
He didn't do words, he did numbers.
He was taking the mic. I almost said a different one. But
right.
They need to get the belief back as well, though. Dunnan's, so he's got loads of abilities. Then he has to show his character, I think. Which I think he's got.
In fairness, haven't seen him pre season, first three games. Great confidence in his ability. What he's got now is a wee bit of a mental test. He gave away a bad goal at Hamilton. Could have done better at the first goal.
Yeah.
Against Celtic, and then his own goal was. Although I think fan of it was one of these things where I would say there was mitigation for both Dunnan and Lewis Vick, the goalkeeper, who I thought moved a wee bit early. You do have to remember they're looking at Chris Commons, and they know that Chris Commons is trying to play a pass to Lee Griffiths. you have got a right as a footballer to say Chris Commons is going to Chris Commons has the ability to make this pass. Lee Griffiths, if the ball gets to him,
will score.
So Dunland's gone, try to cut out the pass, and Zvick's thought the same thing. He's come a bit early. Dunland stuck his leg out without any real control in the movement, and the ball's trundled into an empty net, and it's a bit of a shame. I mean, really, in the end, for the two of them, it would have been better if Commons found Griffiths and Griffiths put it in, because then everybody would be talking about a very good goal.
Yeah.
Of course, it was a good move that led up to it. It's just the end game was a bit unfortunate, but after that, United came back a bit, and there was encouraging signs. Mm-hmm. They gave Celtic a game in the second half. Got unlucky again. It's happened. You make your own luck for a start. Yeah. If you keep the ball away from your box, the other team doesn't score with deflected shots because they're not in range. And Celtic scored with a deflected shot that was going to be a comfortable save, and that put the game beyond United after they'd got back into the game with a penalty. But at least they played. They played a bit in the second half. Played a bit of football. And a few encouraging things. I like the goalie.
Yeah, I think
and hopefully he's fit for County, because young Scott Fraser, he's a player.
Mm-hmm.
And as unfortunate as the circumstances, when I asked Jackie the other day in the wake of Wesley Snyder, it's another mistake. It's an error strewn edition of Terrace Talk. Can I call it Terrace something else? From the stands. In the wake of Rodney Schneider's unfortunate departure, I did say to Jackie, but it doesn't ease the disappointment in the sense of how you feel for the player, because he's got health problems. But one thing that, in practical terms, has eased the blow of his untimely departure is Fraser's performance so far. And I like him. Gary Boland told me. He told me he was a good player. Should have believed. No, I did believe. I like him. He's there's that thing. I go back. I'll play the age card. I go back to something Jim McLean used to say during his long and successful reign as United manager. He said, if you've got a good big one and a good wee one, and you can only pick one of them, you pick the good big one. Because he's a very talented footballer, Scott Fraser. He's also a big lad, and he's strong. And he's got a future in the game.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be a good game tomorrow. County have looked okay this season.
Better be, huh? Setting off at dawn. I usually manage to be on holiday when...
You do, I know.
When you have to
go. Well, you have managed it for the next time.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it every year.
Years of experience and work avoidance. I'm looking forward to the trip. It's an interesting game, and there's been so many the Mackay thing, the Schneider thing. Might all, for once, those distractions might help United, because it's a hell of a big and important game for them.
What?
If they can win at County, the seeds of recovery have become shoots. Sometimes, honestly, I embarrass myself when I open my mouth. But the point's still valid, the wording's a bit strange. They're back looking a bit better. They've shown a reaction to a couple of sticky performances in a bad last 10 minutes against Dundee, and they've won at a place that's difficult to go. If they lose, it's a bad start to the season, and talk of various personnel's future will arise again. So I hope they win. Which I actually
think
they will. I think they've got a chance. It's a difficult. You've also got the great thing. They're playing Ross County after Ross County have played Kilmarnock. Ross County might think they're world beaters after that performance, as Dundee did. The only team that haven't thought they were world beaters after playing Kilmarnock were Celtic. And they had 45 minutes of shooting against them and couldn't score. I hate saying this because Gary Locke's a right nice mm-hmm. lad, but his Kilmarnock team are so bankrotting just now that winning 4-0 at Kilmarnock doesn't actually tell you anything about the winning team.
The first
goal was after 2 minutes. I thought they'd showed the last goal first, and Kilmarnock were pressing in near the end for it. They almost had the goalkeeper in the other half. They almost had the whole team's running after the county player. I think maybe it was my own lack of fitness, but it took me more than 2 minutes to get out my own half when I played. How did they all manage to get down the other end of the pitch?
They did manage a win during the week against the Giants of Berwick Rangers.
Yeah,
they struggled against, I think, as well. So.
But it doesn't really make you say, "Well, hell, that was some Ross County performance against them." If they're capable of beating Berwick, it is actually hard. And I'm sure Jim McIntyre and Billy Dodds up at County in some subtle way have kept their players' feet on the ground without being disrespectful to Kilmarnock. I said, hey, you've got a game on Saturday. you are actually playing a team this week.
I've liked the look of them this year.
They've spent a bit of money.
And
again, those shoots of recovery were showing before the end of last season. I think
they could be.
Jim McIntyre's a good manager, as you know from your time at Queen of the South.
So
they won't be easy. I like the boy Jackson Irving.
Big strong.
Mainly because he sounds like an American Civil War general, and I'm quite interested in that sort of boring old stuff. But no, a good player. Did he look an awkward looking lad? Doesn't look.
There's nothing wrong with being lanky.
Is he the Alexander Chleb of Scottish football? What? If you will, Chleb at Arsenal. He was.
I remember him.
I actually saw him over at St Andrews, walked past him in the corridor at the Old Course Hotel once. Scruffiest man in the world. Scruffiest player in the world. But he suddenly changed when he got the ball at his feet.
He
never looked athletic until he had the ball. And in that sense, I'm not putting him up to that standard, but the lad Irving is...
He's decent at...
It's the same. He doesn't look... He's a bit awkward when he's running and stuff like that, but he's a good... Good footballer, and he knows where the goal is. Gave United problems last season.
There's also Michael Carding as well.
Yeah, he'll have a point to prove.
Yeah, always does. Brian Graham
will have a point to prove.
Says he doesn't.
Jim McIntyre will have a point to prove. Billy Dodds will have a point to prove. They also want me. Billy Mackay might have a point to prove because they would like him on loan. I'm told Wigan want him away on a permanent basis. But it's an interesting one. There's a few. Brian Cramwell, I would quite, no offence, nice lad, decent player. But I'd happily have him playing against my defence trying to prove a point, because I think the real point about him was he wasn't quite good enough when he was at United. He scored a few goals, but wasn't quite up to standard. I'm not being nasty, because he's a nice lad. And he'll probably score now. But I think I'm certainly happy at the thought of United's back four. If they're throwing balls high into the box, I'd be quite happy with the
Donaldson, Dunnan, McGowan.
Dixon as well is no slouch.
The keeper's not too worried about coming out.
No, keepers are good. Keepers, what a story the keeper's been.
It's amateur football he's playing, wasn't it, before?
No,
or was
he would,
it?
Strange, wasn't it? His club in Germany were professional.
Right.
What his contract was there, but he'd signed for a year amateur at United. And played in the under-20s last year. And he's just... It's a great story he's made. He had health problems when he was a kid as well, and he's overcome those, and he's really confident. Very, very good goalkeeper in the making.
I think so.
I don't quite expect to see him lifting the World Cup with Germany one day, because... I've got a few goalies.
Decent one, at least.
But he's a good goalie. Nice lad. It doesn't matter. As a fan, you just want your players to go well on the pitch, and you don't really care if they're nice or not off it.
It helps, I think.
But it's nice to see a nice lad who's really, really keen to learn. Really. I spoke to him after last Saturday, and I said, you've had a great start to the season personally, and he just... You thought he just bought a ticket for the Titanic by the look on his face. He was like, well, I want to win football matches. It's a team. It's about results. So that, and that's a good attitude to say. He's not. He's not saying, "I'm all right, Jack." Oh, there's a dodgy joke in there, but you two are looking blank. The older people are. But he is. He's very much a team player, and that's good to see. Have I run out of things to say yet, George?
Oh, no, I was just considering that team player that plays in goal. Just, I don't know, it just sounds a bit strange to me.
Yes.
Club man.
No, he's a team player. I know what you mean. It's a very individual position. And maybe when he gets older, he'll say, well, it wasn't my fault. That tends to happen to pros. But nah, it's good to see him not just say, well, I've been playing well, I'm delighted.
Yeah.
He's not, but seeing. So, prediction for Queen of the South this weekend?
Oh, well, we're playing Rangers at home.
Which ex-Dundee player will score for you?
We've got plenty of them. Paul Heffernan made his debut last week. So.
Did he run?
I don't know. He was on the pitch anyway.
Jogs. Knows where to stand though. That's always a help. You've got the mighty Jers.
Yeah, we're on TV on Sunday.
Palmerston.
Yeah. Had a good record against them last year, but they're a lot stronger. A lot stronger this year.
Oh, I heard that.
And we've
to bring
totally
it back to Tayside, but I see Tommy Wright saying he's delighted with the tie of the round for St Johnstone.
Yeah,
next round.
Sure
I wouldn't be delighted. Yeah. I think Tommy's saying the right thing. He might be going, I don't think you're wanting.
No,
as a Premier League club, you're not wanting to go to Ibrox just now because they're looking a lot better.
At the moment, do you think you'd rather get Celtic away than Rangers away? Just the way the.
Maybe because it's also a more acceptable defeat if you lose to lose to Celtic, but Rangers sort of you still want to win because you're in the league above them, but they're building a something they should have done before. They're building a Premier League team, and I think from being an interesting league last year, that it's in danger.
Yeah. I think Rangers will run away with it.
I think so. Funnily enough, Hearts did as well, but the fact that Rangers and Hibs were close. But I think it's, if you're a Hibs fan, it's and I know a few.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long, hard season for them now because they're looking at second at best, I fear.
Yeah, I think so.
Which, from a competitive point of view, but hey, we're in a. Actually, a few Aberdeen and Hearts fans tweeting to me during the week when I said Celtic were a country mile ahead of the rest and a country mile behind. Anyone in Europe that they need to beat to get.
Yeah.
A few of them said, I hope they're right, but I suspect not. Actually, we should maybe finish on Celtic because it's a dark. It's another. In real terms, I know the champions, the I've got another one wrong. It's the misnaming
Cup.
Europa Cup.
Europa League.
Europa! Europa League draw. And all that, I know. I mean, but in honest terms, and it's not Celtic's fault, it's the way UEFA organise their competitions now. Scotland has lost all its representatives by the end of August. Okay, they've dropped into the Europa League, but that's not what they entered, and that's not what their eye was on. And I watched that on TV.
Yes,
I know I didn't go to East End Park, I feel guilty. But I watched it, and I thought they were dreadful.
They were awful.
They were ridiculously robbed of a goal in the first half, and that might have changed everything, but it didn't. And there was another 89 minutes and 50 odd seconds to do something, and they were dreadful.
They had 60% of the ball or something, and Malmo had about twice the shots they had.
Far be it for me to comment on pundits from other media organisations, but I see Chris Sutton, since he's become the summariser in BT Sports commentary, has taken a few pelters, but
he just says what he thinks.
He's very honest, and I thought he was spot on in the second half. They just were strolling about, keeping possession.
Van Dijk
up. You're out of the cup. You're out. What's the point in passing it three or four times along? I mean, okay, don't boot it, but you need to be going up the park and trying to score, and with some urgency. I thought by the end of the last season, Ronnie Dale had done a very good job and moulded a very good team. But
I expected them to be Malmo.
I have to say, I didn't understand them taking off the ex-United one, Stuart Armstrong, at half-time.
He started off really well, but then faded a wee bit.
I could have understood it more if Collins went in a central position, but I didn't really... I didn't think Armstrong had a bad game, and if it wasn't a completely tactical change to get Collins through the middle with Griffiths, I didn't really see the point. And also, I have to say again, it's not the laddie's fault, it's the West Coast media build him up. But they're raving about James Forrest again. He doesn't have a final ball.
He's been a lot better recently.
He's faster, he's a bit more jinky than Gary Mackay-Stephen, but Gary Mackay-Stephen has a final ball, be it a shot or a cross. He gets his head up and he picks people out in the box. Forrest very often does, and he's still a young lad, and hopefully he'll learn because he's got great pace and great dribbling ability. But it's no good if you run out of the park or you put a cross behind for a goal kick.
Mm-hmm. Well, a few of my friends that are Celtic fans, they just say he hasn't improved since he came through, James.
No, he's been through a few years on and off. He's had a lot of injury problems as well. I mean, there is a player in there, but right now, in a game where you're wanting the ball played to your strikers, Mackay-Stephen definitely a better option. Because he does have a good delivery.
Yeah, he does.
As I've often cringed at, as his crosses or shots ended up in the back of the Dundee net in derbies. But I didn't like Dale's tactics.
No.
And
they obviously didn't work either. So.
Yeah. And again, they've not spent enough to expect to automatically be qualifying for the group stages of the Champions League.
No,
but they've spent a lot more than clubs like Malmo have.
I think they should have been beaten.
Malmo, better organised, better players. Spent the money. And
I don't think they're better players. Eh?
I think they played the captain.
Aye, Rosenberg was good.
You know, if it was again somebody hundreds of miles away, you know, their name, ask it, name a Dundee player. The wee lad with the blonde hair.
It was so simple. Three of the goals over the tie were all corners.
Yep. In other words, if you can get 11 million for Van Dijk, take it in a minute. He's one where there's a question over now as well, because
yeah, I think so.
I look at him in league games and I think you are actually the real deal. You're going to go on and be big down in England. But the two biggest games in the last two seasons, Inter Milan and now Malmo,
it's not turned up.
It's not been good.
No.
And I wonder, I saw the Liverpool legend Phil Thompson speaking about him on Sky the other day, saying he's got to remember, he said, I think there's a very good centre half there, but he's got to remember he's a centre half.
Mm-hmm.
And he does tend to wander about, especially in league games, wanders about the pitch, wants to get involved in areas where he shouldn't be. If he's going to be a top class player, it'll be as a centre half, and that's the position he's got to play. He's not going to play for a big club in England or beyond. And midfielder up front, so get in the middle of the defence and do your job.
You can teach that though. You can't teach him to be the player he is.
When faced with I don't want to sound like John Collins, but when faced with a sterner challenge every week, he'll maybe be a bit more disciplined in terms of his position. I still like him, but the lad he's left a question mark over his own head, and it's his own fault. That must be enough. Scott looks bored. And there's only so many mistakes one man can make.
So we've ran out of competition.
So we'll be back next year for Park Talk. Thanks for listening. We're away to do our homework.
Really?
No.